is not here for 25-231, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so 25-173.
25-173, Simsbury. I need a big outdoor voice.
I would be able to do that, I was a school teacher. You can have a seat right there. Please have a seat. Will you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Yes, I'm Nick Holter, the police chief in Simsbury.
Thank you. And would you spell your last name?
Yes, B-O-U-L-T-E-R.
Thank you. And a summary of your case, chief?
Sure, it's, good morning, board. The appellant applied for the pistol permit application and left all other names section blank on the application itself, so no aliases, no maiden names, no nicknames, that was disclosed. Under the criminal history section, the appellant checked off no for ever been arrested or ever been convicted, both of those categories. A fingerprint-supported search found records in Connecticut and through the FBI from another state. The records in Connecticut had an arrest and conviction for a family violence offense. Disorderly conduct was the conviction, was the arrest and the conviction of guilty in Manchester in April 2014, with a conviction date of September 2014. There were other additional records, like I had said, produced by the FBI in Georgia, but under the alias names that were not provided, but supported by the fingerprint search, but I believe that those did not have to be disclosed under the arrest and conviction section. Those were the reasons.
Pardon me?
And those were the reasons for the denial.
Thank you. Would you like to cross-examine the chief?
Opening statements.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
That's all right.
Racing right through, do you have a summary of your case? Just a summary at this point, if you choose to.
You don't have to, yeah, you can wait.
Do you want to wait for your case in chief?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Is there anything more you'd like to say?
No, that's all I have, thank you.
That was really your case in chief. Now, would you like to ask?
Go ahead, sorry.
I didn't understand the paperwork, and my son was helping me fill it out.
Right now, what you can do is ask him questions, that's what stage we're at.
If you have any.
Well.
About what he had already said.
For the paperwork for the 2014, that was me and my son, it wasn't really a big thing, I thought.
It's a question.
These are just questions, if you want to ask him about what he has said.
No.
Okay. Question from the board.
Chief, so this misdemeanor conviction in 2014, is it family violence indicated on the SPRC? Is it a family violence crime?
It's not one of the crimes listed on the statute for family violence.
For 46B38H?
Yeah, for disqualified, but reading the actual report itself, it falls within the family household members. It was a definite family violence offense, just not listed as.
I think that's what he's asking, he's not saying is it one of the 11 disqualifying misdemeanors, is it a domestic?
It certainly is.
Domestic?
Yes.
Misdemeanor, domestic violence crime.
So under 2928, there's a new subsection. I mean, they finally recently updated the Connecticut General Assembly website, so it's a misdemeanor violation of any law of this state that has been designated as a family violence crime pursuant to section 46B38H. And not just that list of like, all that stuff.
Yep.
I believe 53A182 is there, I'm just going to double check quickly.
The issue that he's researching is, if you're convicted of certain crimes, they're automatic disqualifiers from ever having a pistol permit. And that's what they're investigating now.
and a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence is one, as long as it's there.
If it's on the list, yeah, they have a quite an extensive list.
While he's doing that, let me...
Yep, 53A-182 is one of the enumerated crimes. There's quite a few of them, typically with assault, and the things along those lines are threatening, but 53A-182 is one of the designated family violence crimes under 46B-38H, so... It's an automatic disqualifier, if it's a family violence crime.
So that conviction is an automatic disqualifier from having a permit?
I'm just trying to see if it's a DV.
If they designated it, yeah.
And I have a hard time telling what this, where it would be.
Yeah, but that statute, you just looked at where they clarified it, doesn't mention, you know, designated on the rap sheet or anything. It just says if you're convicted of one of these crimes in a domestic violence case, right?
Shall include a designation of such conviction.
Has to be designated as a DV.
Right, that's what I mean. It's designated as domestic violence case and one of those charges.
That's where I had a hard time finding on this part C.
I think we'd have to do more.
I haven't seen it on an SBRC, but...
Yeah.
It's
You know how they usually have that DV in a...
It says family violence, yes or no, but on this one, it's not saying it for some reason.
You know, given the confusion, I think we'll go forward with the hearing.
Okay.
I guess the other issue is, you mentioned you didn't have to disclose the Georgia incidents. Why not?
They had a designation on there similar to our Molly.
Yeah, the disclosure rule, is my understanding, is it's if your knowledge, it's a Connecticut, under a Connecticut statute. If not under... Georgia would have different laws, and if they're on the rap sheet, I would say their law does not erase them after an hour, so they would still be there. And that's just my opinion. I believe that's accurate. So I would think she would have to disclose those because they were not erased pursuant to statute, the Connecticut statute.
They are on the FBI.
Yeah, they are.
And were not disclosed. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, there was no disclosures on the application whatsoever.
Oh, no, not even of the Connecticut conviction?
Correct. The answer to the question of have you ever been arrested was no.
Was no.
In any jurisdiction was no. Have you ever been convicted in any jurisdiction? The answer was no.
Could you speak about the difficulty when aliases are not revealed?
Yeah, so this would be a prime example because what ended up coming up from the fingerprint support was under the appellant's previous name. So a search strictly by the name on the application only gets you so far. The fingerprint supporting is extremely helpful, but it also helps when we're checking for VATs or for, you know, for any other reasons for checking for suitability that we would need disclosures of names, maiden names, former names, etc. And it's the third line down in the application.
I also think it's important to know that every arrestee is not fingerprinted. So if someone had been arrested and picked the state and not fingerprinted under a different name, we would have no way to know up here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have lost track of where we are procedurally.
We're asking the chief questions.
And you've had a chance to cross-examine?
Yep.
So we're asking the chief questions.
Yes.
Any more questions?
Just how many aliases were there?
Eight.
Are any of the arrests that you see there in the name that
she provided?
No. So they're all different names.
Right.
All the aliases are different.
Yep.
All the arrests are different than the name she's presenting to you and to us today.
Yeah, the one in Georgia was the same as the one in Connecticut. Was not the name provided. Was not the same last name provided. And then there was another arrest in Georgia with a different first name.
When you say aliases, when a person is asked to reveal things, they would reveal a maiden name, a birth name?
Yeah, so to me the application is very clear in that it says provide all other names by which you have been known, and in parentheses it says maiden name, aliases, nicknames, etc. We've had people that have introduced a name that they've gone by for you know, many, many years that has nothing to do with their actual first or last name.
Thank you.
I think that disclosure is important.
Other questions for me?
Well, do you know if the alias is used were really her name, or did she make them up? I mean, were they like a maiden name, or were they just totally made up?
I don't know.
Someone else, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know.
In a minute.
Okay.
Any other questions for the chief?
I'd be happy to explain the circumstances of that that arrest in 2014, if there's questions about whether that was domestic related or not.
Why don't you tell us what you did?
Okay. So that report was included with the information that I sent over, but it was investigated by the Manchester Police Department in April of 2014, and they identified the appellant and a boyfriend at the time. That the appellant and the boyfriend had both identified that was the relationship. Physical altercation occurred in the appellant's home, where they were fighting over a phone, and the appellant then bit the boyfriend in the arm, causing bruises and bite marks.
Thank you. Any other questions for the chief? Now it's your turn, ma'am.
Just a quick question, ma'am. In what town or city do you live in now?
Since ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Now your case.
I could explain the names. Really, I was rushing because I had went before with the paperwork to the trying to get the information. Cause my son went and got his. So I was rushing doing the paper. And all the names that thing was my real last name for a certain thing. It was no alias name thing. And my name was changed because I came to the country. So my father changed it, so.
8 times?
No, I don't understand it. 8 times. My last name was Maynard from my father. Then it changed to Ford. Then I was Mary, and it was Battle. And then I was Mary again, and it was Smalden. And then I went back to my regular name, Ford. So they was my legal names.
But the application asks that you reveal all those names, and you did not.
I was just filling it out. I didn't pay enough attention to
it. Paying attention is important for business.
I thought I was just filling it out.
And the same with the conviction. You said you had never been arrested or convicted.
No, I didn't understand. I really didn't understand that. I just, because I don't know about the crime and stuff, but the conviction, I don't understand what would, if they nolly it. If it was nolly, it's not a conviction. I really don't understand the like that's conviction.
But it wasn't nollied in Connecticut. You were convicted. Chief, do you
I didn't
have,
understand that.
Do you have questions for the appellant?
I thought they threw it out after they say.
No.
Yeah. I
didn't
know.
It's still here.
I didn't know that. That's why it was confusing to me.
The question asked, have you ever been arrested? And you clearly know you were arrested.
Yeah, I was arrested.
The conviction, maybe you didn't understand or didn't know, but you clearly knew you were arrested.
Yeah, I really didn't understand that, really. And then when you say convicted, I didn't know I was convicted.
Okay, it's two things, though. You knew you were arrested.
Yeah.
Because you're probably put in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Probably spent some time in jail.
No,
a day or
they
two.
They just did a fingerprint and then
they let you go. But you had to do that at the police department.
Yeah.
You're sent in the back of a police car, driven to the police department, processed, fingerprinted, picture.
Yeah.
And then you went to court several times. So you knew you were arrested.
Yeah, but I think that was just a mistake. That was an honest mistake.
Well, you know, having a pistol permit and carrying a gun is a serious matter. So the application needs to be taken seriously. So my advice to anybody entertaining this process is, if you don't understand something, go to the police department, ask for assistance, get an attorney, ask for assistance. But it's an important legal document that you then have notarized. So It's difficult to, you know, accept. I think that was the second paper
because I went to the police department the first, and I was calling all the time because my son had just got his there's a legal weapon in my household already. So when I was asking my son to help me fill it out, and I went to the police department, and then I came, it was a back and forth, and then they had me run across the street and come back. So I literally fill out the paper up really fast, try to get it back to them. So that was an honest mistake. I wasn't trying to hide my last names because there was nothing, and domestic with me and my baby father, that was, you know, we have a good relationship now.
I have one quick question. How many times have you been arrested in your life? Going back to 1992, how many times total?
92? Oh, God. One.
Three, four times. The reason I asked is because on your rap sheet, there's 13 different addresses ranging back to 1992, and they're all at different times that you were fingerprinted. Were you fingerprinted 13 times in your life?
No.
No, you don't think?
No.
They're all different dates ranging from 92, 97, 98, 2002, May, September, July.
92, I think, was me and my little sister. We used to argue.
Okay.
Yeah, 92.
Yeah, I mean, that's super long ago. I was just wondering why there's 13 different addresses with 13 different dates that you're fingerprinted.
Well, I can tell you all my addresses.
I'm not worried about addresses. I saw that you were fingerprinted 13 times. I'm just trying to figure out the reason behind it, you know, if you've only been arrested like three or four times.
Yeah, I'm fingerprinted.
Okay.
I have one question, if you don't mind.
Question?
Just wondering, of those arrests that you recall, were any of those arrests nonviolent? Or were they? Did they all involve some sort of physical altercation?
Yeah, it's like me and my...
Nobody gets arrested for arguing.
Yeah, me and my little sister, we was arguing. My father's parents, we was, 17, 18 at the time. Mm-hmm. And then the argument with me and my kid's father was in... I was pregnant. I was 9 months pregnant. This was, 11 years ago. 11 years ago, I was like 8, 9 months pregnant. And I didn't want to get, because of his record, I was the one trying not to get him in trouble. And just because of his record, he says things. I was trying to protect him, but he wasn't trying to protect me. That's basically what it was.
Any other questions, Chief? Any other questions from the board? Would you like to summarize your case?
Okay. Well, I know I'm not a violent person. You know, I would like to enjoy having my permit, so I can go to the range with my son, you know, something like he likes to do, and that's it.
Chief, summarize your case.
Yes, I think just based on the omission and the untruthfulness on the statement, the lack of clarity in the explanation, the knowledge of the violence involved with the numerous arrests, and not an understanding of you know, the application process and all these things for something that's so very important to have in possessing a firearm, I believe that the denial should stay.
Thank you. Colonel Overturf?
This is a denial by the Simsbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant's failure to list other names on her application. It appears that when the police department ran her fingerprints, found seven also known as, or other names that were failed to list on the application. The appellant also failed to disclose an arrest and conviction from Connecticut in 2014. Her out-of-state criminal record showed two additional arrests from Georgia, but those were both nollie.
Comments from the board?
Did we determine that the Connecticut 2014 was not an automatic disqualifier?
There was some confusion.
Or is it just unclear to the board at this time?
It's unclear.
We would need confirmation from the court at this point, because SPRC doesn't indicate one way or the other, but we have the report indicating that it was domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Thanks.
Comments from the
I think she's sincere and forthright with us now. I think that for reasons that are not sufficient, she didn't pay enough attention to the forms when she was filling them out. Like you said, she was rushed and she didn't understand the questions. However, she does have a number of arrests, and it's pretty clear on the form that you're supposed to list your arrests. And since one of them may involve domestic violence, you're kind of on the borderline where your sincerity is a good trait to have, but you're being honest with us, but the chief has to consider whether that, and we have to consider whether or not, based on your record of arrests, including a domestic violence arrest, whether that's sufficient grounds to grant you the permit. Because just because you didn't understand the form doesn't excuse you from making the mistakes.
Other comments from the board? Voting, Dr. Conrad?
The issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti?
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority.
Attorney Evangelisti?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosensweig?
Issuing authority.
The chair votes issuing authority also. Your appeal was not successful.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time.